Good morning. God bless you in the name of Jesus. God is worthy of all of our praises. Have you seen Nicole? Nicole, let her know that I need those prayers. Amen. I need those prayers. Good morning, Mike. It's awesome to see you. Amen. There are people that have been calling and have been writing in. There's a number. Good morning, Lisa. There's a number. Where's Nicole? Nicole, I need you. I need you over here. Nicole, I need you over here. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For God is worthy. I need to call somebody. Lorraine, I think it is. Amen. I want to pray right now for the Searcy family. Have you heard from the Searcy lately?
No, I have not.
Amen. Jim and Linda, right?
Yes.
Jim and Linda, I need to hear from you. We need to know how you're doing. We need to know how your sons are doing. We need to know how your family is doing. Jim and Linda Searcy, I need to hear from you. Call Mother Brenda. Send us an email so we need to know how you're doing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are worthy of all praises. If you're listening to this prayer, I need you to stand. I need you to stand up if you can. I need you to raise your hands to God if you can. If you can, I need you to stand up and raise your hands to God. I need to pray over you right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for all that you are and all that you've done. We thank you for keeping us according to your will and your plan. Yes. Now, Father, those with their hands raised, yes, whether they're with us live or they'll be with us later, if they're raising their hands by the sound of my voice, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that you would forgive them of all sin and unrighteousness. If there is anything in their atmosphere that is not like you, I'm asking that you would cast it out and cast it down in the name of Jesus for the marriages that are having issues. The enemy has found his way into the marriages, the spouses. If the enemy has found his way into your marriage, I need you to reach toward me now. I want to pray for your marriage, Father God, in the name of Jesus. These people that are reaching forward this morning because of their marriage, the enemy is trying to enter into their marriage, or he has already entered into the marriage. Father, we're praying that you would condemn whatever the enemy is trying to do. If you have put them together, let nothing bring them apart. Whatever sin that has found its way into that marriage, whether it is one or the other or both, whatever sins have found its way into that marriage, remove it in the name of Jesus. Cast down, break the back of the enemy, condemn the enemy and everything that they stand for, and give this marriage a second, third, fourth chance. Give it the strength that it needs to be what you have called it to be. You have created marriage. You did this, Father. Don't let the enemy break up a marriage that you have put together. A marriage is between a man and a woman. A marriage that God has put together. Defeat the enemy in that marriage. Send prayer to that marriage. Send repentance to that marriage. Send joy to that marriage. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, those that are praying for their children, your children are small or they're grown and going out. What's the lady, Ryan, what's the name of the young lady? Abigail. Tony came and he was standing in front of the young
Thomas.
We're going to go see about Thomas. We're going to put some stuff together. We're going to put a team together. And we're going to go see about Thomas. We're going to pray over Thomas this week. And then we're going to go find Thomas.
Hallelujah.
Ryan, I'm going to need you definitely. Tony, I'm going to need you. Mama, you keep praying for us. We're going to pray and ask the Lord to lead us to Thomas. We're going to pray over him. I couldn't answer you right away because I have to take it to God first. I can't just jump and do something because that's what I think I want to do. I got to take it to God first. And I got his permission. We're going to find Thomas. We're going to pray over him. We're going to lay hands on him. We're not going to let one soul be lost because we didn't do. Amen. God has given us a team to pray. We're going to use that team to pray. We're going to pray for Thomas right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know where Thomas is. You know what he's doing. You know the danger that he's in. You know the opportunities that you have sent him over and over and over. You understand, Father, wherever Thomas is, turn his mind back to you. Wherever Thomas is, send your presence. Wherever Thomas is, send your grace. Wherever Thomas is, send your mercies. Wherever Thomas is, send your authority. Lift him up from wherever he is. Clean him up and bring him back home. We're not going to allow the enemy to devour Thomas. He's got a praying mother. He's got brothers and sisters in Christ that are here. We are not going to allow the enemy to devour him. We are crying out in the name of Jesus that you would do something to Thomas. Break apart the atmosphere that's trapping him and set him free. Break apart the atmosphere, the so-called friends.
Thank you, Lord.
The things that are in the atmosphere that are causing him to turn away from you.
Yes, Lord.
Cause it to fail.
Yes, Lord.
And to fall apart.
Yes, Lord.
So that he will come back home to you.
Yes, Lord.
We're praying for Thomas. We're coming to get you, boy.
Hallelujah.
We're praying, Mama. We're praying now.
Yes.
You got our team on your side. We're praying now.
Thank you.
I have to wait for God to tell me, okay. He said, okay. We're looking for Thomas. We'll be praying. I'll be praying for him all week. And then next Sunday, we'll set something up, Ryan. We'll talk to Pastor Sandy. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to Tom. We'll set something up. Mama, you keep praying. Those of you that have children that have wandered away from the gospel, those of you that have children that have wandered away from Christ, those of you that have children who no longer accept who Christ is, but they know who he is.
Yes,
I need you to stretch your hands out.
Yes,
I need you to stretch your hand out, whether you're live with us now or you'll be with us later. It doesn't matter. Stretch your hand out. This prayer is for you whenever you hear it. This prayer is for you whenever you receive it. Father God, I need you to repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
you know my child.
You know my children.
You know
what they're up against.
You know how they've been trained.
You know what's been put in.
To them. You know what's been put into them, Lord.
I know they know you.
I know they know you, Lord.
I know they need to know you.
I know they need to know you.
I know they need to be closer to you.
I know they need to be closer to you.
I know they need to be in you.
I know they need to be in you.
Amen. I need you, Father, to rescue my children. I need you, Father, to rescue my children. My son, all my sons, my daughter, all my daughters, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my neighbors, my nieces, my nephews, the children I don't know but I've seen, or those children that you placed in my spirit, they need to be rescued. I will not sit silently and allow the enemy to destroy them. They need to be rescued. Stretch your hand out.
Yes,
say, Father, rescue the children.
Rescue the children,
say, Father, rescue the children.
Father, rescue the children.
Father, rescue the children.
Father, rescue the children.
Rescue the children.
Rescue the children.
Amen. Where's the, can you call Lorraine?
She's been on for a minute.
God bless her. Name is Lorraine.
Lorraine Jackson.
I can't hold it. Makisio, hold this. Lorraine Jackson, God bless you. How are you?
Thank you, Pastor Ben, for praying for me.
We're going to pray for you right now, in the name of Jesus. Mama, I need some oil in my hand. We got Osharia Alasha. The fact that you reached out, we're going to be praying.
Yes.
I don't care what the doctors say. I know somebody that's greater than the doctor. I don't care what the x-rays show. I know somebody that has changed x-rays over and over and over. I don't care what anybody else says. I know God is real. Where's she at? Where is it? Where's the oil? Amen. Where's the box? Amen. It's just in, the box needs to stay here until I'm done. Hezo osha ikano chasha. Romeo no shabieta nasad. Kisa ikano amiyayano. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are worthy of all praises. You're worthy to be lifted up. There's no power like your power. There's none greater. There's none like you, Father. Lorraine has reached out to you. Lorraine, Father God, has reached out to you. You understand what's going on in her body. You understand what the enemy's trying to do. She has done all she can. Now we need you to intervene on her behalf. You said the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Father, we are standing in the gap for the rain.
Yes.
We are standing in the gap for her now.
Yes.
Let the healing take place. Let the x-rays show something different. Let the diagnosis change.
Yes.
Let your light shine in her atmosphere, in her temple, in her body, in her mind, even in her dreams.
Thank you, Lord.
We command the enemy to leave.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And we command her body to go back the way God created it.
Yes.
We speak life into that body. We speak life into that soul. We speak life into your mind.
Yes, Lord.
We speak life back into your heart.
Yes,
Lord. We breathe life back into your environment.
Yes.
Let those that don't believe dismiss them from her environment.
Yes.
Those that don't agree with her healing, dismiss them from her environment.
Yes.
Those that don't believe in the God we serve, dismiss them out of her environment.
Yes.
Fill her environment with praise,
yes,
with worship,
yes,
and with honor.
Yes.
We pray and we receive your healing for her life and heal her family and that atmosphere that she's in.
Amen.
So that her healing will be a testimony to those who once not believed.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Come on, one more time. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Who else do I have to pray for? Amen. Hallelujah.
Allison. Hormonal issues.
Allison.
From the UK.
Allison from the UK.
And it's causing hormonal issues and ungodly hormones.
Allo otamisa shoshamiyachano. Give me her name again.
Allison.
Thank you, Lord.
If you're listening, or whenever you tune in to listen to this prayer, I need you to put your hand like this. I need your hand to be like this. Allo osa iachanos. And I need you to say, stop in the name of Jesus. Just like that. I need you to say, stop in the name of Jesus. Stop the torment in the name of Jesus. Stop the imbalance in the name of Jesus. Stop the body aches in the name of Jesus. Stop anything that is not like God. I command you in the name of Jesus to stop. You need to understand these things need to be spoken into the atmosphere. You can't just think this. You need to speak this. You don't just think I rebuke the enemy. You need to speak it into the atmosphere. The enemy, it needs to be in your atmosphere. You need to walk around your house, your flat. You need to walk around and say, I rebuke this in the name of Jesus. I no longer accept this in the name of Jesus. And whatever's going on, it will stop in the name of Jesus. Come out of agreement with it.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
This is mine. This is not mine.
Yes, Lord.
This is an attack. I do not receive it as mine. This is, it's got me. I don't got it. And as soon as the Lord allow me, it will be released from me in the name of Jesus. Because as long as I'm claiming it, it ain't going nowhere.
Yes, Lord.
I got this, and I got that, and I can't stop it. Stop claiming stuff that you know is not yours. Lord, heal me, but I got. Lord, heal me, but it's mine. He's like, look, make up your mind. Either I'm going to heal you or you got it. Both of these things can't happen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. No, we can't go left and right.
Amen.
Amen. We can't go left and right. We go one way or the other. We cannot go up and down at the same time. Either you are with me or you're not. Stop walking in agreement with an attack.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
They told me I was going to be crippled by the time I'm 30. I'll be 60 in March. and I can probably beat you running.
Amen.
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 They told me if I stop taking nitroglycerin, my heart will stop. That's what they told me 30 years ago.
Hallelujah.
30 years ago. They said if you stop taking it, your heart going to stop. You're going to be on this for the rest of your life. Because I came out of agreement with it. I got work to do. If the Lord want to take me before my work is done, that's his option. But I ain't volunteering to go.
Amen.
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 You come out of agreement.
Thank you, Lord.
And watch God change your atmosphere.
Yes.
Watch God move. I do not agree with what's attacking me.
Yes.
I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And you got to go.
Amen.
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 Who else I got?
There's a Ruth Menar from Indonesia.
Ruth.
She needs healing, dealing with a fever and to stand in Christ. And she also needs her husband and her sons prayed for that they will be healed from unhealthy habits.
Amen. Hit me again, mama. Hit me again. You ain't off duty. Hit me.
No, I know.
Amen. Amen. Look like we done drained that dry. Hit it, fill up again. Hey, here it comes. Amen. Hit me up again and then I'll be back. Okay. What's her name? Ruth?
Ruth Menar.
Ruth from
Indonesia.
Ruth from Indonesia.
Healing with a fever, standing in Christ.
Keith Shanyo. I can't physically touch you, but I'm going to get as close to you as I can.
Thank you, Lord.
Healing.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if I'm in the United States and she's in Indonesia. God is everywhere. Amen. If I was on the moon, God is still everywhere. Amen. If I was at the bottom of the ocean, God is still everywhere. God can reach you wherever you are. I'm claiming your healing in the name of Jesus. I'm claiming that fever will find a new home in the name of Jesus. I'm praising I'm praising God for your deliverance right now.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
Whether you are with us live or you will be with us later, I'm claiming your victory in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I can't hold your hand right now, but I can stand with you in prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Fever be gone. Fever be gone in the name of Jesus. Fever be gone in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Not just the fever, but what caused the fever.
Yes, Lord.
And the atmosphere that nurses the fever. We commit you to move out of this temple in the name of Jesus. I pray healing and deliverance and that the Lord will convict those men, those boys, that husband, that son, those that are not doing what God has commanded them to do. I pray conviction and repentance over them. Because unless they repent,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
They're still lost.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Repentance.
Yes, Lord.
Peace.
Yes, Lord.
Joy.
Thank you, Lord.
Healing.
Yes.
Deliverance.
Thank you.
In that house.
Lord.
I claim it for you. I stand in the gap with you.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Your U.S. family and your global family is standing with our Indonesian family. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, y'all. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm telling you that God is the healer. He's not a healer. He is the healer. Because when you say he's a healer, you're implying that there's somebody else that can heal. There ain't nobody else that can heal. He is the healer, the deliverer, the conqueror, the only true and living God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
He is not a.
Yes, Lord.
He is the.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Raise your hands with me while we pray out. See, I would pray longer, but y'all didn't send me anything, so don't be mad. Amen. Father, we're praying over these children.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We're all your children.
Thank you, Lord.
We're praying over your babies, your children.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Those that are obedient and those that are disobedient.
Yes, Lord.
Those that are dangling their feet in the water and those that are fully on the boat. Father, we're praying that you would keep those that are on and bring those that are playing with the water.
Yes, Lord.
What do I mean by The Bible considers water, he references water as the world. And the boat is Christ.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
So when we say you're in the boat, you're in Christ fully. When we say you're dangling your feet off the boat, you're dipping in it. Sometime in the world, I'm gonna run out and do this and I come right back. I'm gonna run out and do this and come right back. One day you're gonna be able to come right back.
Amen.
The Bible said tomorrow is not promised.
Yes.
You don't know if you're gonna get it right tomorrow. You might not be here tomorrow.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we're praying for all of those.
Yes.
Those that are disobedient will come into that they will not be the five foolish.
Yes.
My Lord.
That they will not be knocking on the door and can't get in.
Yes.
We're praying for all of your people everywhere on the world. We're still praying for Puerto Rico. We're still praying for Australia.
Yes.
And we're still praying for those from Hong Kong. They're asking for prayer. From China, they're asking for prayer. I didn't tell you all that. They're asking for prayer in Hong Kong and in China. We're praying for the believers. And they're going through something. They're going through something. They're going through something. We're praying for them, Lord. We're praying for them. They're trying to bring martial law over here. That's what they're trying to do. That's what, and some of this disease stuff that they're working on now, that started in another country. They have to get it going somewhere. So once they get it perfected, once they get it right, they can just the stuff going on. They're trying to kill us. They're trying to get us out of Christ, and they try. Prayer needs to continue.
Yes. Yes.
Prayer needs to continue.
Yes.
We're praying for salt.
Yes.
Amen.
You sent it. And I didn't put it up.
Amen.
Salt is our men's prayer team, which has gone global. S-A-L-T. That is the acronym. Next Sunday, I'll have for you what it means. Every Sunday, I want to pray for salt. If you are a young man and you want to be part of a global prayer team, you need to get in touch with S4C, and I will turn you on to Minister Ryan.
Amen.
Minister Lloyd, Minister Greg. They're leaders of the team that God created, men's prayer team that's powerful.
Yes.
It doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can be a part of this team. Email us, contact us, call us. We'll get you started. We bless the Lord for all that you are and all that you've done, for the prayers that have gone forth, for the people that believe, for the people that have contacted us that want prayer, and for those that will and those who desire to. We lift them up. We ask that you forgive all sin and unrighteousness. Make your perfect will be done in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, somebody.
Amen,
amen again. Amen one more time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Oh, amen. They catch me pretty good.
Yeah.
Amen.